y'all worrying about money too much. Why is y'all worrying about what's in my pocket?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another live fight chat, immediate reaction. Right now, we're all tuned in to the Watch ESPN Plus app, both on desktop and mobile phones around the world, as we are watching what hardcore boxing fans, myself and co-hosts, consider to be the next star in boxing, Terrence Bud Crawford, make his ascension to the cash division, 147-pound welterweight division, taking on the newly crowned WBO champion, Jeff Horn. We are in the first round, so no introductions necessary. Matt, what do you think of Jeff Horn coming out? Definitely bringing the pressure to Crawford. Now, this is what I said the other day to Doomy. I said, look, slick fighters, there's very few slick fighters like Floyd that could take 5-6 rounds of Marcos Maidana-like pressure, not lose your cool, and still be able to, you know, outbox someone. Usually, when you're a pretty boy boxer and you got a crazy, unorthodox Jeff Horn-style type of guy,
that boxer... Good luck hand by Terrence Crawford right there. Wow.
He got Jeff Horn definitely off his balance with that left. But that was Jeff being a little too wide. He probably learned his lesson from that one.
But that's going to happen throughout the night. Matty, be good. Matt the Hipster here. Haters, beware. But yeah, I think Terrence Crawford is going to be doing this all night with the southpaw stance, making Jeff Horn chase him and catching him with these counter left straights continually. He's already caught him a few times as well. Jeff Horn, I think, just overextends himself and just a little bit too much. Especially when he throws that right hand. He always works.
I'm happy to see Jeff Horn. He's just all over, Bud. There's no respect. He's punching in the clinch. He's lunging in. You got Bud giving him faces already. Bud knows this is a real fight. So I'm interested to see, can Jeff Horn keep this pace? The awkwardness, the side-to-side movement, it's not making it traditional for Crawford to land, and Crawford is having to move a lot, and he's using power shots. Look at that 1-2 he just threw right there.
And there's been some right hands that Jeff Horn has landed as well. I think Jeff Horn can keep this pace. If the one thing we saw from the Manny Pacquiao fight is that he can keep this pace for 12 rounds and be in your face and just rough you up. Now, do we think he's proper just a step above Pacquiao in 2018? Absolutely. That's the difference.
2 minutes have gone by in the first round, and I won't say that Horn has shown me he belongs. If anything, I'll say that Crawford is showing me he's right where he should be. He's handling the awkwardness and pressure of Horn well. My thing is, can he keep him off of him for 12 rounds? Crawford does look smaller than Horn.
True, in terms of mass and et cetera. But I think Terrence Crawford's done a good job of negating the offense of Jeff Horn, tying him up, rotating him, turning that corner, and just getting out of danger. He's done that several times this round. 30 seconds left in the round. I think Terrence Crawford's won this round so far.
I want to see where Crawford's stamina is after the sixth round. Horn is making a move a lot more than we're used to. He's having to pivot a lot and get away from the ropes and out of the corners. Look at him there. He's moving. He's using his legs. And I wonder, are we going to hear from the crowd or the naysayers that he's running? You know, I know that Floyd does it different. Floyd moves as much as Crawford and then pop shots. Crawford moves and then throws in combinations. So maybe the public will enjoy what it is that Crawford is doing. So on ESPN, Matt, they have the good and the bad for Jeff Horn. The good, he has a powerful right hand, awkward rhythm, great conditioning, which is something that we spoke of to see. Can he keep up that pace that he's putting on Terrence Crawford? Mentally, he's a tough guy and very determined. Now, I think they're gathering that information based off not only the win over Pacquiao, but the way that he fought Pacquiao. It showed that he was mentally tough. I obviously did not have enough time to get to the bad. Maybe he'd be better than me, and you can do Crawford's. Go.
I'll say the bad of Crawford, you know, mix up a little bit, saying he can be a slow starter, hooks from the middle, and drops hands to defend the body. I agree that Crawford can tend to be a slow starter. He tends to drop his hands a little bit when he gets cocky. But I think he did a pretty good first round. He was active. You can tell that he is serious. You can tell when he is in game mode, Crawford's really hard to beat.
Jeff Horn easily gets in the, I guess, you know, danger zone of Crawford where he can both hit and be hit. He's just not traditional. But look, he just landed two right hands from a very unorthodox position on Crawford. Crawford with a huge backhand left hook to the body.
Lands pretty good.
We haven't mentioned that Crawford is fighting out of the southpaw style.
So and he didn't start out orthodox at all. He came out southpaw from the get-go. Interesting to take note.
And I've always noticed and felt like that southpaw style is his, you know, that's his go-to. When the going gets tough, he whips out the southpaw. That's what he's used to.
He's comfortable there. I think that's his natural position to throw power shots. But I think he actually boxes better from the right from the orthodox stance. I think he boxes a little bit better from there. But
I don't want Horn to get a headbutt because I like the pestery nature of Horn. He's all over Crawford. He's using forearms in the clinches. Look, there he goes again, pestering, throwing little punches at Crawford even during the clinch.
Horn does this weird thing where he throws his back leg forward and actually switches stances mid-throw, mid-punch, especially with that right hook, as a way to sort of, you know, jump distance pretty fast. And he does it pretty well, and he's caught Crawford a few times with it.
Now, we know Crawford to be not only fast but accurate. But, again, I think it's time we say Horn starting to look like he belongs. Maybe – oh, good short little left hook on the inside for Horn landing on Crawford. Crawford trying to repay the you know, the favor with his own right hook.
Neither guy is landing their jab.
Good straight to the body by Crawford with the left hand of Horn. Excuse me, by Crawford's left hand to the body of Horn.
Neither guy is landing the jab pretty consistently or accurately. A lot of them are just landing counter hooks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, with this, someone to expect southpaw orthodox fighter.
Absolutely, absolutely. But in terms of getting your accuracy down, talking about Crawford.
Oh, it looks like Crawford has got his range now. He's starting to walk Horn down.
Let's remember that he got his range down within the first round with Ndongo. He got his range down pretty quick with Felix Diaz as well. Like, Crawford's actually a guy that, you know, figures you out pretty quick.
And he's trying to show he's got power. He almost body slammed Jeff Horn there. Wow, the way Jeff Horn just walks in head first. Crawford just missed him with the right hook.
And he's
It's an ugly fight. A lot of clinching for Crawford to have to break free of.
Crawford can time that entry from Horn and land that left uppercut pretty consistently.
He's looking for that right hook, man. Oh, left uppercut. You asked for it. He landed it. A little bit, you know, chest, neck, chin. But, you know, he heard you.
Well, because Horn squares up when he comes inside and leaves his hands like this. Like he has the high guard, but he's not protecting for the uppercut. That left uppercut is going to be there all night for Crawford. You only have to worry about the right hand from Horn as a counter to the uppercut because you'd be exposed when he throws that left hand. But two rounds, I think, to Crawford right now. I think they've been competitive rounds, but I think decisively they've been Crawford rounds.
In the corner of Terrence Crawford, obviously, Bo Mack, Brian McIntyre. You can head on over to the YouTube channel and check out our Thursday night show. We had Brian McIntyre on, giving us some insight to this fight. Once again, on the YouTube channel or on anywhere podcasts are found. There's the straight left to the body that I spoke of, perfectly thrown in place by Terrence Crawford. Really the highlight punch. Oh, it was not the gut. It was more chest.
Or ribs
area.
And remember, you can call in 1-425-569-5241 or add Nestor Gibbs on Skype if you're international and want to call in. Absolutely free. But round three starting right now.
Round three. Jeff Horn
taking the center of the ring every time. I like that. Definitely not worried about Crawford and wants to fight. Ooh, good right hand by Crawford. Crawford, that dog in Crawford that we talk about, that's going to be the difference.
Crawford is just like a sharpshooter. He's pawing with the right, and then boom. Oh, there's that right hook we talked about. He landed on Jeff Horn now.
Yeah.
He's got another one he's going for. Oh, but Horn is coming. Wow, Crawford is throwing a combination. He's not playing.
He's a good fight so far. It's a very good fight. Both guys throwing with everything they have in these shots.
Oh, Horn landed a left hook. Nice, Horn. Horn is pretty big, man. I want to see after the six. We're in the third round here, 2 minutes, 14 seconds, and counting. Crawford in the center of the ring, really controlling. And if I have to be a guy, I'd rather be Crawford right now. Not to say that I don't like what Horn is doing. He is putting all types of pressure on Crawford. It's just not effective aggression at this moment.
Ant's not enough to win a round. But like you said, he shows that he's belonging here. Like Horn is probably the toughest fight for Crawford since Gamboa right now.
Yo, what would Horn versus Sean Porter look like?
I've always wanted that fight. I've always talked about that fight. That would it would either be a bunch of headbutts or a great slugfest.
Yo, Horn is on some Deontay Wilder shit. Look, 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 he
just, no, he does that.
He got punched with a left hook for trying to do a fucking juke shuffle, dog. Come on.
He's been doing that every...
Can't do that to Crawford.
He did it so slow, too.
Yo, Crawford is just waiting. I wonder if they're booing. I don't have the volume turned up, but he's just like, oh! Big left hand for Crawford.
I don't know how they can be booing this fight. This is a great fight so far.
I'm just saying because he's kind of sitting back waiting for his shots. He's not.
But I think Horn's being a great dance partner. Like, Horn is making it a fun fight.
The Hornet.
A minute left in the third round. Some good right hands from Jeff Horn. When he switched
you're
hands.
Right. You know, little things that Horn is doing here and there, it just doesn't add up if you're a judge enough to give him a 10-9 round. You're just right. I mean, he does little things that I like his lunging in, but he's not effective with the lunging in. He cuts the distance. Good left hand by Crawford.
Yeah, Crawford's been able to duck under his right hand quite a few times. You know, he's been able to duck under the shots.
Straight left for Crawford's in the center of the ring. But you know what? Oh, another left hand for Crawford. Holy shit. I wonder if the corner would stop. I mean, because Horn isn't looking affected by the shots in terms of bruises, marks, not even any blood.
Or getting, like, wobbled. Like, he doesn't seem like he's getting, like, shooken up by these shots.
Very clean shots.
True. And it's not like Crawford's been known to be, like, the heaviest hitter, even though he's finished most of his title fights. They're usually accumulation. They're usually body shots. They're not knockout shots with, you know, one shot to the face, you know? So it's going to take some rounds, especially with a guy like Horn. Horn went 12 rounds of life and death with Manny Pacquiao. That's Manny fucking Pacquiao and the power that he has. And even though his power is sort of gone with his age, that's still Manny Pacquiao with much more of an explosive shot. You know, pound for pound.
Callers in the corners. I would say we don't have. Do we have time for the intro? We must have always time for those that care of us.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
226-208 first time caller.
Hey, that's Chris from Toronto.
Chris from Toronto, what's going on, brother? What do you think of the Hornets' Nest taking on Terrence Crawford?
I just I want to wonder how you guys think Crawford's power is holding up at the bigger weight division.
I mean, for this particular fight,
is he stinging him? Is he?
For this particular fight, so far, so good. Horn hasn't been able to just throw caution to the wind and walk Crawford down. And last round was an indication that Crawford's shots do have some sort of effect on Horn. They haven't, you know, pierced the skin yet, but
they seem like hard shots. Like, they don't seem like soft shots at all. It doesn't seem like pain.
Does him cutting weight so quickly look like it's affecting him at all? Or
no, not at all. Horn looks full of energy, and we were just contemplating whether or not he could keep this pace up. It's a great pace. Listen, we are in the fourth round. Stick around. We will be back. We'll come back to you. Remember the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. We're now live fight chat. Terrence Crawford, Jeff Horn, WBO welterweight title on the line. Crawford in the center of the ring just landed another right hook, Matt. He's looking good. People were looking for him to make a statement. Is this that thus far?
Thus far? No, not necessarily, because I think a statement means a stoppage, but I think that a stoppage is still well in the possibility of happening right now. I don't get a "this is going all 12" vibe.
Accumulation stoppage, or you see Crawford, you know, actually stopping him? Is this like a referee Gamboa type thing?
If Crawford was going to the body more, I would actually predict a body shot stoppage, but he's not going to the body. So I think we're going to see eventually Horn get bruised up, get cut up. And probably the corner stop it late fight, 10th, 11th round, when Horn's all cut up, bruised up, and should be, you know, saved from Crawford, you know, pot-shotting him all night long. Crawford's been able to land the right hook and left hand at will.
Matt.
Yes. Nestor.
Get the fucking strap, bro.
Oh.
over $100,000, over a Jeezy watching, and we can't get a couple of thumbs up. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Let's me and my co-hosts know that you enjoy us doing live fight chats for exclusive ESPN Plus fights only. Like, come on. Where's the love?
Head movement! Head movement!
Jeff Horn needs some head movement, man.
I mean, you know, but the thing is, oh, good body shot by Horn. He's winging them. They're winging. They're definitely winging. They're definitely trying to, you know, make us. Oh, God, Crawford's straight left is just so accurate at this point.
Well, unfortunately for Jeff Horn, the Manny Pacquiao fight wasn't a fight that proved a lot for some people. Like, even you, Ness, like, you've said numerous times on the show that Jeff Horn should not be, you know, top 10 or top 5.
Though, I mean, look at what a guy moving up from 140 is doing to him. Jeff Horn hasn't landed anything of note that we could speak of. There's no highlight reel, and Crawford's picking him apart, literally like pot-shying him apart.
But we're talking about Terrence Crawford. Like, that's no, the
we were thing. Talking about Manny Pacquiao. That's why I told you. In my opinion,
I understand.
He got
I thought Jeff Horn won the fight.
Because the Wasp struck.
I thought Jeff Horn won the fight. And again, I think that even though...
Yo, Matt, you know I got something for you.
What?
I got something for you,
bro. I'm worried now.
It's around here somewhere.
I'm concerned. As you're taking a long time.
Oh, it must be here then, right? There we go.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
That's a classic.
That's when you said
that was a classic.
Thought Jeff Horn won.
Yes. Thought Jeff Horn won.
So where are we here? Where are we?
Ringside. Thank you, Andy.
We are in round number 5, Crawford versus Horn. Horn from Australia. Horn pawing Crawford down. Oh, yo, Horn was like sizing Crawford up with the left jab, just pawing it out. Then Crawford just lunged with the 1-2. Ba-bang.
Crawford's getting a little bit angry right here.
You think he's angry? I think he's having fun. Look, he's like using his hands now as fucking pads, and he's deflecting the shots as they come in.
Maybe angry is a bad word, but we talked about this. Like, Crawford will flip that switch.
Oh, yes, and get aggressive.
And then he's done with you. He's done with the fight. He's like, I'm good now. I'm going to go have a good time after party.
Walking Horn down now. Horn's dirty, bro. Horn's throwing a lot of shots anywhere he can land them, and I really mean, you know, the back of the head.
Yeah, but, that's what we kind of wanted to see versus Crawford, though. We wanted a guy to sort of rough him up and not respect him. You know, for so long, we've seen people respect Crawford and try to box with him, and they get their ass whipped. You know, Jeff Horn's losing every round, but he's not getting his ass whipped, in my opinion. Not yet.
I mean, I would disagree. I think that Crawford landing as many shots versus the shots that are being landed on him, yeah, that makes – okay, now this is what I want to see from Horn.
Yeah, like that combination's been good. I feel like he's on that.
But let's be real. Crawford was on the ropes with his guard up. It wasn't like Horn landed those clean, but that's what we need to see more of.
Again, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Horn is winning with what he's doing, but he is making Crawford work. And we haven't seen Crawford have to work for a while.
I'm not going to take that any further, that argument. I mean, he's clinching Crawford more than he's ever been clinched in his career. So that alone is exertion. He's given him a different style that we haven't seen Crawford in with. Crawford is just rising to the occasion. He hasn't got outside that center top ring box since the fight started. And look how aggressive he is. He just wrestled Horn right off of him.
And then threw a three-piece with some mean aggression and some left,
straight left, walking Horn down, pushing him off. He's frustrated now. He's like, yo, this guy's not on my level. He's trying to hold me so that I don't pound him. He's just really getting... I'm the big brother. I'm taking the TV. You watching what I'm watching right now in this room, little punk.
I pretty much agree with everything you said. I pretty much agree with everything you said.
Another straight left. I mean, he's now high guard walking him down. He's just now he's putting in that body work you wanted. Look, here goes the shove again. It reminds me of Amir Khan versus Lamont Peterson, kind of the style he's using now. It's just like punch, punch. You want to clinch me? Shove off. Punch, punch.
I think Jeff Horn needs to start... going to the body a little bit more. He's been headhunting with that right hand when he should have been throwing it to the body this whole time. When he jumps in there with that right straight or right hook, you know, drop it down a level, go to the body.
Crawford needs to be careful, man. Horn is a lunger. There's elbows. There's a lot of contact happening.
I believe Horn is cut. I believe Horn is cut on his.
I do see a cut on the left eye of Horn. Remember, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show, helps us grow.
Yes!
Lets us know, guess what?
Yes!
That you like what we're doing around here. And you know what? Hitting the thumbs up is absolutely free. But me and Matt, we totally dig it, all right? Horn is fucking terrible. He's going to lose so hard. Tanvir in the chat. Okay. Jeez. You know?
I think Jeff Horn's doing fun. Like, this is a fun fight for me. Like, again, we haven't seen Crawford work in how long? Since Gamboa, we have not seen Crawford have to work.
He hasn't won a round, Matt. On my scorecard, Jeff Horn hasn't won a round.
Yes, but these 10-9s.
Don't try to look for one you can give them. Don't be
there's not a round you can give Jeff Horn. There's not. But these 10-9s are not equal to the 10-9s of the Felix Diaz fight. Or the whooping in the two-round ass-kicking that he gave Julius Ndongo.
Very true.
Quite different.
Very true. We're back, sixth round. Crawford back in that center, controlling, back wearing those beautiful Everlast pivots, custom-made, too.
Those are nice. Yo, this juke move by Jeff Horn cracks me up, man. I love it.
Oh, Crawford is just killing him now. The range is there. The accuracy is starting to show, bro. Now his face is getting busted up.
Mm-hmm.
There's still Crawford showing like, yo, I'm too strong for you. Don't get it twisted because I like to be thin. Yeah, because he has really been wrestling Horn and really throwing him off of him all night.
I think people worried about Terrence Crawford being big enough for 147 have not been around Terrence Crawford.
No, I think that Terrence Crawford is fighting this way because the world thought he might be too small. So he's showing everybody the bully tonight.
I can see that, absolutely. But if you've been around, like if you've been next to him, you've known that he's a big guy. You knew that he had to cut a ton of weight to 135 and 140. You know, like if you put him side by side with like Errol Spence, it's not that far off.
Terrence Crawford's household is going to be lit tonight. Think about it, bro. Like this is what, his third division? This will be his third division world champion now after tonight. He's on six round. I got him pegged on cruise control from here on out. Like, you know.
I think eventually he wants to get him out of there.
No, like, I don't mean cruise control in a negative way, meaning like he's going to just get the win. I mean, like, this is what we're going to see for the next six, like him just winning every single round. Like, he's looking for a stoppage. He's really digging now to the body and everything.
Well, he's dominating every exchange now at this point. Like, Horn's work rate has slowed down too. He's not being the aggressor anymore. The body shots from Terrence Crawford are affecting him. I think that we're going to see this a lot for the next couple of rounds. And then eventually, Terrence Crawford's going to get bored and get the dog in him. And then,
yo, how your hipster pick only lasted one fight?
That's happened several times. Hashtag Julius Ndongo.
Why is your hipster pick history only last with Horn and Ndongo?
My hipster picks are never to beat the best guys. They're just to beat certain guys. But anyways, digressing. Good left hook by Terrence Crawford there to the body. Jeff Horn looks like
tired,
defeated.
But not like so tired he'll get stopped. Just like
he looks tired.
Yeah, he got just a little bit winded, not gassed, nothing like that. Like this round might have been a little too much. He wants to just make it out. And you know, rightfully so, there's only 5 seconds left.
Man, Terrence Crawford's ability to dodge these shots is just sublime.
Mm-hmm.
This is what people talk about when they talk about Terrence Crawford's pound-for-pound level.
Who's this? Horn's girl and mom?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very vague, mm-hmm. And then you could have just left it there. People would not have known what you meant by that.
If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget... hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Let's YouTube know, hey, there's a boxing community around here that has a safe haven for people. Look, our community is so tight. We're so cool that we don't care that there's a troll on the line that wants to talk. Troll, what up?
Hello, troll.
Unless you're just a legitimate block caller.
Troll.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know the line. No, I'm a fake caller. I really enjoy your show.
Oh, and, you have
I think
no
it's
number
pretty
there.
Stupid that I have an ESPN Plus. Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know, man.
But go for it, buddy. So you think it's pretty stupid? You think it's pretty stupid that ESPN has this app?
ESPN Plus, man. They're trying to get everybody on that now. They got new shows, Kobe and all that. They just want everybody on it, I guess. But I think it's a good fight so far. I mean, Crawford definitely got a good left hook. But I'm just wondering who's got a bigger cock.
Oh, thought you weren't a troll. Hey, I like how you did it. Dude.
That was good though. That was one of the better ones.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You get it in at the very tail end. You know, you gotta always disguise it. That was good.
We've had a lot worse ones.
Even you know, give them credit for saying no. God, no, I'm not a troll. I actually listen to your show. I love it.
You might actually love the show. He seemed
but you know what? He does. He's still on hold listening right now. He's probably in a circle with Munson's friend, like, I got it. I made it through, guys. Fucking guys. Yo,
next time, do like an accent or something, like mix up a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Make it a little more entertaining, at least.
Yeah.
You just lasted longer than most trolls, so that was good.
No, that was good, though. Look, hey, you made it.
You made it.
So Crawford still in that Southern top rank box, really controlling this fight.
Yeah, and he also I think this round he's sort of not taking off, but he's just working. Cruise control, you know, like he's just
That's what I said. But I wonder if Horn is zapped from not being able to make that weight yesterday.
I don't think that's it. I think Crawford's landing some hard shots. These body shots, these left hooks by Crawford, that's just going to sap you. And again, like Horn's not really done anything efficiently, like or cleanly at all. So he's probably getting discouraged mentally. You know, think of like the Nomachenko effect. You know, if you're getting your ass kicked for 7 rounds, 8 rounds, 10 rounds, you're not landing any shots. You're getting hit with everything you do. You get discouraged mentally, and you look exhausted.
Yo, Bob got to be so happy, bro. Terrence Crawford was a diamond in the rough, man. They had him on that roster for years, bro. Like, he was opening up for Gamboa cards in Atlantic City, bro, when he had dreads. Signed to Cameron Duncan. No, this is all true story.
I know.
And now look at this shit. Like, who'd have thunk it? 3 divisions, this kid's about to jump up. And the thing is, I mean, you said it, though. Horn is durable. Look at your boy Gilberto, Shakur Stevens.
Why is he my boy? Why is?
I remember you used to be talking about him.
Well, I've been in the gym with him, yeah. But that's beside the point.
There goes your boy.
Jose Ramirez.
Jose Ramirez.
Shout out to Alex Lemon.
The current interim WBC champ.
He's interim?
I mean, neither one of them had the real belt. Remember, that's what the whole fight is for. They both got fakies, don't they?
What do you mean? Who's they? Who's both?
Progress and Ramirez.
I thought Progress had another belt, like the IBF. No, he doesn't have the IBF. That was Mikey.
WBC.
You might be right. Because the WBO was just won by Maurice Hooker. IBF was just vacated by Mikey Garcia.
That fight was, you know...
WBA? Does Progress have the WBA?
No, man. Progress has WBC.
Okay. Just asking.
Check all his Instagrams. He out there, like, doing parades and shit with that interim belt.
8th round. 2.5 minutes left in the round. Terrence Crawford just working.
I really want to know... Is anybody telling us in the chat, what's the crowd sound like? I wonder if anyone is complaining about Crawford's style tonight.
I don't think they should. I mean, this isn't like the Victor Postol fight. Like, that was an anticlimactic defensive fight. This one has been entertaining, I would say. Like, there's been shots landed. It's been high activity. Crawford's been throwing a lot of punches. You know, I think this looks vastly different than you know, the fight that he has been criticized the most for.
Agreed. There is a lot of clinching in this fight, though.
Especially as Jeff Horn's getting tired.
It is a shutout as well. I mean.
Yes, Joe Cortez's scorecard has every round for Terrence Crawford. All 10 nines.
Joe Cortez, I'm fair, but I'm clean. Or I'm fair, but I'm firm. Some shit like that.
Close enough, Ness. Shout out. Yes, Ness?
Oh, wow. That was beautiful. Did you see
that? Oh, my God. That uppercut?
Uppercut left hook. That was crazy.
The uppy?
The uppy with the same hand.
Oh, I'm telling you. Oh, Crawford switching stances.
I still see him in yeah, that's right. That is orthodox.
That's interesting. Maybe
he's confident.
You know, like usually it was the MO for Crawford was he would be orthodox. Then when he got comfortable and wanted to finish you, he would go to southpaw.
He's back at Southie.
Back at southpaw. Never mind. I was going to say maybe it's different this time. Maybe he's like, oh, I'm going to go to orthodox and finish him. Nope. Crawford is being Crawford. Best pound-for-pound fighter in the world.
It's on. The headlines are going to be insane. You know, post-fight, everybody's like, Errol Spence, you. Errol Spence. Oh, my God. He went.
Thurman's forgotten. You have Danny versus Sean for something, allegedly.
Oh, shit, yo. Crawford is killing him this
week.
He's looking for stoppy stop.
Crawford's looking to get him out of here, yeah.
Yeah.
Unloading combination.
5 seconds left.
Bowling him. Wow. Crawford's cardio is insane. I know we haven't even mentioned that, but Crawford's ability to move this much, throw this much.
Yeah, he's dodging punches, throwing combinations, pushing you off of him.
He is barely sweating right now. So shout out to Crawford, man. That guy is a fucking, he's unreal. Like, this is why people think he is. Oh. Good left hook, left straight right there. Rocked Jeff Horn at the closing.
I'm getting messages saying Horn is tough, though. I don't even know if he's tough. More is just like awkward to land on. He's like, even though Crawford is shining, it's still difficult for Crawford to land flush and multiples.
I disagree. I think Crawford's been able to land enough flush shots to where if Horn wasn't tough, we would have seen him. We have seen him wobble. We have seen him hurt. We have seen something. And it's not happening because Horn's a tough motherfucker. It just is a case.
Gotcha. Well, we are looking for you guys to remember that this is a fan-driven show, so we want you to head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice.com. Nope. It's just actually The Boxing Voice. So patreon.com/theboxingvoice. You can actually find the hyperlink right here on the About page on the YouTube channel.
Or in the video, like, info section. Like, if you're just watching the live stream right now of us, the info of the video, there's a link right there to Patreon.
Yep. There's tons of perks. You know, we got boomerangs, which means you can cut the line,
twice.
All in line, and then get to call back. Ringer status gets you to cut the line one time. I mean, we got shirt tiers where you get, you know, different shirts. We got all types of things, not to mention way more exclusive Patreon only content. Standing 8 count with Matt the Hipster Hunter. You also have Untitled every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Patreon only. And just way more. I mean, actually right now, do we still? Oh, no, we put that free out, right? The last show we did in L.A. We are in the 9th round now.
2 minutes left in the round.
2 minutes left. Horn still coming forward, but he is getting taxed for it. I mean, Crawford just landed double left hook, right hand. Straight left now for Crawford lands.
Shout out to Jeff Horn, though, man. He's been eating some shots all night.
Yeah, I mean, do you save a guy like this from himself? He's a champion. You don't want to stop it. What's going through the minds of the Horn family and friends right now?
I don't think it's enough to where you stop him yet. Like, he's not getting hurt consistently.
It's not like he's gonna punch Crawford on the butt and then put him to sleep. Like, at this point,
we've seen crazier shit happen before. We have. I mean, we've seen last round knockouts with a guy losing the entire fight beforehand. We've seen that Shout out to John Molina.
John Molina, Hank Lundy, you know?
Maybe Jeff Horn. I don't know. I'm saying, like, if I'm his corner.
That would be ironic because now you're comparing Hank Lundy to Crawford, who Crawford already beat.
I'll just say this.
It was Lundy that was winning. Oh, Crawford puts him down. You know, you can't say it was an off balance shot either, because that left hook probably hit him, you know, right behind the ear to cause the equilibrium, that equilibrium shot. Because look, his legs are not under him, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, Crawford's really trying to make this statement.
Yes, 30 seconds.
Oh, they saved him? Come on.
Wow.
Referee gonna call that? What? I mean, yo, I like it. I'll take it. It wasn't like Crawford could win. I mean, Horn. I'll take the stoppage from the ref. I will say right now off the bat, Matt, I totally understand if someone is upset about the stoppage. Just know this.
I'm not hyped about
it. Be upset enough to know that it's not a big deal. Like, he was losing. Regardless of what Matt said about, you know, stranger shit happening, this was right on par with what we all thought would happen. Honestly, I didn't go on a limb and say Crawford would stop him because I just didn't know. I needed to see. But questions, man. Questions were answered. More questions arose. I like what I saw from Crawford, you know?
Now we have a new welterweight champion, the WBO sanctioned body. So now we have Crawford, Earl Spence, Keith Thurman, and the winner of Danny versus Sean Porter, all having belts heading into 2019.
Yeah, let's see what this is going to mean, too. I mean, you know, now you got Crawford over here. I've already heard rumblings. You know, I talked to Bob the other day. I'm hearing Jose Benavidez, bro. You know, you got to give Crawford another, like, maybe Omaha fight.
Well, he fought on this card. Jose Benavidez fought on this card. I think he picked up a win.
And if he won, they're supposed to fight.
Yep. And again, we know that. And I think we knew that, you know, Crawford wasn't going to go straight into an Earl Spence fight or a Keith Thurman fight or a Daniel Sean fight after this. You know, this was his first fight in the division. It was against a champion in Jeff Horn, who beat Manny Pacquiao.
Now, do we question Crawford at all and his intentions on unifying, being as though we've seen him go undisputed at 140?
Yeah, but 140 took a while for him to be undisputed. So I wouldn't be surprised if it takes another 2 years for him to become undisputed at 147.
How much time do you give him before his first unification?
Ooh. First half of 2019.
So you're saying at least another 12 to 16 months from now. 12 to 18 months.
More like 12 months max.
Yeah. All right, let's go to some callers. Remember, we are taking calls. You could give us your immediate reaction to Terrence Crawford now stopping Jeff Horn in what I believe was the ninth round for the WBO welterweight title. Let me go out to the 847-924, 847-924. If you're a first-time caller, let us know you're first-time calling. Give us your name, where you're calling from.
I'm Lance. I'm calling from Chicago.
Lance in Chicago, talk to us.
I just wanted to say, man, going to be some good fights coming up tonight. You know, Crawford, you already knew that he was going to win that fight, man. I mean, they gave that first fight to Jeff Horn. Good Australian fighters, they've been struggling in the past. So they gave it to Australia so then they could just keep Australia entertained. But let's talk about the fights that are coming up. Let's talk about that Charlo Swift fight. Let's talk about that other Charlo versus Triple G. Let's talk about that Davis possibility fighting Loma. Let's talk about Wilder talking about Joshua. Let's talk about Mickey Garcia fighting against Loma, possibly. And let's talk about Spence fighting against Crawford, possibly. Let's talk about those. I'm here with you.
Well, all right. Lance, Chicago, brother, thank you for calling in. I mean, look, all good fights, but right now I know some of those are pretty much fantasy matches, Matt. I don't know. Do you want to pay attention to the post-fight while I continue with the calls, Matt, so that we can at least have some know-how of what Crawford wants to do?
Yeah, I'll
talking to Bernardo Sooner. You pay attention to that. I'll go to the 712-309 first-time caller, 712-309.
What?
Hello. 712.
Hi, this is Zeke Baker from Griswold, Iowa. I'm calling to say that Terrence Crawford is going to beat Jeff Horn.
Well, he just won by knockout in the ninth round, Vic.
I called it.
But, yeah, I mean, you called it a little bit late, but I it's all good. We'll give you credit for it because, hey, you know, you didn't get it through on the line. So go ahead and celebrate your good pick there, Mr. Baker. Let's head on out to the 904-904-631-904-631. First-time caller, immediate reaction. Who is this? Oh, looks like we lost him. 904-631, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Your name? Where are you calling
from?
Yes, sir. Name and where you calling from?
This is Jamar from Jacksonville, Florida. I used to call in, but I didn't call in a little minute.
What's going on, Jamar?
Oh, yeah, man. I didn't see the Crawford fight. I could not find what it was on. I tried to search through it. I used my sister's tablet. I didn't see it, but I did watch Jermell Charlo versus Trout, and then Abnamara's fight about to come on right now. I was very unimpressed. I said he was a fraud from the get-go, but, you know, like, it shows in this fight that this guy just can't deal with boxers, man. Trout showing he got, like, a little bit more step to him, and he showed that he was, like, he got a little bit more work he can do.
Hey, 904, I got to cut you short. Unfortunately, you're talking about the wrong fight on the wrong live fight chat, but we will be doing Abnamara's, I do believe. So just stick around for that and give us your take on that one, obviously. Matt, yes. Words from Crawford.
He said he wants the champions. He wants the big fights next. He looked at Bob and said, Bob, make it happen. It's not like Terrence Crawford is the most vocal person, so it's not like he said a lot of other one-liners, but that was probably the best one. He looked at Bob and said, make it happen. So maybe Terrence Crawford is a boss. Maybe he thinks, I don't need a Jose Benavidez. I don't want that. I don't want some chump change. I'm the champ. I want the biggest fights possible. We have a guy in Earl Spence who's been saying, even though he wants the PBC side first, he's always said, if Crawford wants me, I'll take Crawford. It's a unification fight. So maybe we get a Spence-Crawford fight in the next 6 months, you know, next 9 months. That's a possibility, but definitely going to be tuning in to see that if it does happen. Terrence Crawford taking pictures with Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman, and Rick Ross right now in the ring. Shout out to them and obviously the new champion himself, Terrence Crawford. So, Ness, we're going to come back for a Abner Leo live fight chat. You want to work or are you tired?
And if Abner Leo is available, then that possibility is available. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Final thoughts. Crawford is here, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking about it for, it feels like, a year. The time has come. It's a matter of time before we're doing spontaneous shows on possibilities of his next opponent. You know, headlines, whether or not it'll be a PBC fighter, if it'll be a crossover matchup. I'm interested in all of that and jumping right behind it. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Today we reached 75,000 on YouTube. You should also subscribe to our backup at youtube.com/NestorGibbs. That's NestorGibbs. And make sure you subscribe to the main channel, youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice, TheBoxingVoice. Once again, don't forget to hit that bell notification because we will be back possibly with the Leo Santa Cruz, Abner Mars. I think Matt is ready. I'm ready. TBV listeners, are you ready?
Yes. Final thoughts. Terrence Crawford shows he's pound for pound. I think everyone that's been ducking him, or doubting him, I should say, look at this fight and tell me that Terrence Crawford isn't a great. He is not a future Hall of Famer in the making that we're watching right now in his prime, because that's what we're watching. Get hyped. Get on the hype train if you're not there already. I'm Matt Hunter. You can find me at Matt Hunter TBV on all platforms. Mixed Combat Radio is my MMA podcast. Check that out on YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.